evening, members and guests. This is N5AOW at control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting will be on this coming Tuesday, January 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Your KC2 uniform Lima Mike.
Okay, it was a little scratchy. I've got Kilo Charlie 2 uniform. I didn't get the last part of the call.
KC2 ULM.
Okay. That would be Uniform Lima Mike. Is that correct? What's the name?
That's correct. The name is Paul.
Okay, very good. The signal is a little scratchy, but still intelligible. How are things going your way, and how's your day been?
It's been going pretty good. I'm playing around with my new Valfung handheld, so I was trying to give it a shot to see how far I can reach out. Over.
Oh, you're certainly doing quite well with it, and like I said, there is, you know, it's a little scratchy, some white noise, but you're just on the fringe of it being intelligible and not, so, but not bad.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. I just wanted to do a quick radio check, 73, and I'll probably check in another time when I have a bit of a better radio. KC2ULM.
All right, very good. Always glad to have folks check in, mobile, portable, and other means of it. We also have the Echo Link, too. Okay, you have a fine evening, and thank you again for checking in. All right. Are there any Echo Link stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And there is one other station that is in here in the queue.
Another station, come now.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet, Whiskey Charlie, Matt, and Oneonta checking in by Echo Link.
All right, very good, Matt. KD2JWC and KC, or KD2FM. Kevin, how are things down your way? We'll start with you.
Hey, good evening, Bob, and hello to everyone up in North Country. You got 33 degrees under cloudy skies. Had a few flurries coming down out there just a little bit ago. Just kind of chilling out here myself. And I tell you what, I get looking on the internet sometimes and I kind of get frustrated because all of a sudden I find new toys that I'd like to play with. And just came across the Wuxon that I was looking at a while back. I think it's a U920, if I remember right. I think it was U920P or whatever. It's a 40 and 50 watt VHF-UHF combo radio. And it's a mobile unit, and normally they go for about 300 and change, and this one was used about 10 hours on it. So I'm thinking, I'd love to pick it up. It's about half price. So I'm like, oh, man, I tell you, I got to try to stay out of trouble because they always say the ham hobby can get you into big, big trouble fast, but I'm enjoying it otherwise, so I'm having a ball. But with that being said, I'll say 7-3. I'll hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, you know, when you find a rig that you need, you know you're going to use, you might better get something that's good quality and going to last you a while, so it makes sense. But on the other end of the scale, I know exactly what you mean. I look here in front of me and, I'll tell you what, I see a lot of boat anchors. But they all work and they all do a fine job, so nothing new I have other than the 1-2 meter rig. Not this one, the other one, and I have that set for different other things, so it works out good. All right, well, very good. You have a good evening. Thank you for checking in, and we'll move along to Matt. 82JWC, how are you doing, Matt?
KD2JWC, not doing too bad, showing 32 degrees, 26 degree wind chill, kind of starting to feel like winter again a little bit maybe, I don't know, still waiting for a snowfall, but been around, tinkering around, just got back from dinner, actually got to go out and actually sit down and have dinner with the wife and the kid, and did finally find me a power supply for my set up here at the house for my dual band, my 2-meter 70-centimeter rig and my 10-meter rig, rather than having to use a battery all the time for primary. I'll still keep a battery for backup, but rather than having to use a battery for primary and floating the battery all the time. So, just kind of succeeding on some things. Hope all is well with everyone. Hope everyone's staying warm and safe. And this is KD2JWC, back to Net Control.
All right, very good, Matt. Well, I'm glad you got a power supply to handle what you have and the needs for it. And that's something I've got to do. I said that a couple of weeks ago when Jeff kind of reminded me about it. When the power went out, I was dead in the water. I need to get that one battery back in again. I keep it charged, but it's out in the garage, and I need to bring that in so I have alternate power when I need it. That way, if things come up, at least I have auxiliary communication. Okay, you have a fine evening. You stay warm and dry, and have a great day tomorrow. Are there any other Echolink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW. Not hearing any, I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is N5AOW.
KC2WI.
KD2AIC.
Okay, we've got Pete, we've got Jeff, KD2AIT, KC2WI. Pete, we'll start with you. How you doing?
WIL, the National Weather Service Albany is saying some lake effect snow tomorrow and Monday, I guess. Sunday 1 p.m. and Monday 7 a.m., Monday 7 a.m. through Tuesday. So I'm gathering that what they're implying is that it's tomorrow afternoon. And looks like maybe here we're going to get 8 to 12 inches, I think, in Lewis, and you're going to get 4 to 6, Bob, I think. And then it says that's tomorrow. And then Monday it says looks like more like south, you know, the southeast of the lake, down in towards Utica is gonna get the most of it. And we're not gonna get as much here. I don't know, so you might get some. It's looking like the 6 to 8 inches might be I think that's below on here. Anyway, while I drove over to Stillwater this morning, unfortunately, for whatever various reasons, I didn't get there until a little later than I wanted. I got out about an hour late. Or maybe really 2 hours. I'm not sure it made that much difference, except I could have come back in a little bit more light. And very interesting conditions. There's a lot of snow. And trail conditions went from just absolute garbage to absolute perfect. And what it amounted to was if you were on a trail that nobody rode, well, only a few people rode, it was great. And if you were on a trail that had lots of traffic, it was just terrible. The combination of just churning up the snow, and I think a big part of the factor with warm weather especially is that most, 90% of snowmobiles now, 95% are liquid cooled, and so they're throwing the snow up from the trail up against the heat exchangers and melting it. And so it destroys the trails a lot faster in warm weather. In cold weather, that might not be so bad. It refreezes and they get harder. But I headed south from Stillwater on the road, because obviously the lake, there's no way. And then off, you go down a ways, and then they got a trail alongside, and it goes off, and you get to an intersection, and the sign says if you turn left, it says Big Moose by the tracks, and if you go right, I think that's trail one, that's Big Moose by the trail. So go right on the trail, that's brown. Go left, that trail's white, so I'm going to go left. So I go over, I figure, well, I can always turn around. I go over to the cross, the Big Moose Road, and half a mile or something. Nice trail. Over to the railroad, it's perfect. It's great. I ride down to Big Moose Station, and, we'll see a little rail here and there, but no problem. And smooth, relatively speaking, nice. And then I left there, and everybody's riding down the road, and I said, these people are crazy. I rode down the railroad down to, some big intersection. I went 10 miles probably on the railroad, never saw a soul. There was two little spots about 3 feet long where there was, was maybe a little water, and the snow dipped down. It was perfect. And then I got off on some trails that weren't so good. I wanted to go to Inlet, but boy, that was horrible. The further I went, over towards Rondax, I attempted to go down the road a ways. I turned around, it was terrible. And I came back and I got on some other trail, and then a little side trail, sort of, not the main one, went off to the left. And it was, again, I was back into the middle of winter wonderland, and it was all beautiful until I got to the end of that, and then it was garbage again. So it was really kind of funny conditions. It ranged from absolutely maybe not perfect bumps, and it was a real interesting experience, let's put it that way. So I ended up in Old Forge, and I came back partway on the railroad from Pandera, and it was beautiful. I should have just stayed right on it and come straight back to Big Moose Station, but I wanted to explore some other trails, so that was probably a mistake, but that's what I did. Anyway, the combination of, you know, almost rain to almost to snow to sort of freezing rain stuff. And, you know, you probably had the same thing there about KC2WI.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean there, Pete. I think in different areas you got different amounts of snow. And I've seen a few sleds around here. Seemed like, there was a couple of them saying the riding was terrible, but I think they were, like you were talking about, the areas that got traveled the most kicked up a lot of mud. You know, I guess it just wore through the amount of snow that was there, and it doesn't take long, especially with the studs and the power so many sleds have. They can't make a turn without pounding on it, so that doesn't help the trails much. Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good ride, and you certainly sound like you enjoyed it, and the conditions were good. So you have a good evening. Take care. Stay warm and dry. Now we'll see what Jeff's got for us, KD2AIT. Jeff, how you doing?
Well, good evening, KD2AID. We're doing all right here. We've been working pretty much all day. Got a little bit of reading here. Those batteries did finally come in, by the way. Speaking of batteries, they came in yesterday. And came in general freight. And so I had to back my truck up to the back of his truck, and they kind of put the pallet into the back of my truck. So each one of them weighs 160 pounds. And me and my son, we carried him in here, brought him in the house. I wanted to keep him up in here in the office until I can get a chance to drive him into camp, you know, depends on when snow melts. But for the meantime, I'm just kind of maintaining him here on a small charger. Keep him slow charging. Keep him at 100%, so that'll keep the shelf life. Boy, they're heavy and they're big. Hopefully I won't have to worry about juice for a long time up at the camp there. So happy to get those. And now those AGM batteries, they don't need a hazmat to ship those. So I know, get a cheaper shipping that way than you do some other batteries. Those, you know, the less fun ones. But anyway, so other than that, just been plugging away here. I see snow dealers going by quite a bit here tonight when they're out and about. I know it kind of rained here most of the day, and then we had a little bit of a light snow towards the end, not even 8 minutes of accumulation. So, other than that, we're going to repeat kind of the same thing tomorrow, working through the whole weekend. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Yeah, I think we pretty much the same here, too. We had basically like a very light rain, then it got to be steady rain. Then almost at the flip of a switch, it turned to snow. And it was that way on and off throughout the day, but the temperature range ran anywhere from, I think at one point it was almost 36 probably, and it started dropping. And I think right now it's about 26 or 27, so it's dropped down a bit. Maybe things will freeze over and it'll turn to snow overnight, but never can tell what we have in store for us tomorrow. I know it depends on the way the wind blows and whatever else controls that pattern. Okay, you have a good evening. Take care and stay warm. Well, I had the risk of repeating myself, but boy, I'll tell you what, when it's cold, damp, and wet like that, that's exactly what you got to do. All right. Anyone else like to check in? This is N5AOW. Well, I stayed inside, stayed dry, stayed warm, played around with a couple of projects, played around on HF a little bit, and did some work on the computer. Nothing serious, but... And I also got my package that I thought was lost. It got marked from the USPS that it was delivered to me on Thursday. not so. Finally got it today. It wound up in someone else's mailbox. Fortunately, they were at home. So when they looked in there, they found it. So, that saved me a lot of tracking down, a lot of initial work. With that, I'll make another call. Anyone else care to join us? This is F5AOW, that control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for additional check-ins. Alright, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Not hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency to regular camera use. I want to thank Jeff, Pete, Matt down in Oneonta, Kevin down in Oneonta, and there was a mobile. I didn't write his name down. I'll check him. Check that call on the computer and get his name in the book. KC2ULM. Anyway, everyone have a fine evening. And a good day tomorrow, and enjoy the football games if you're so inclined. N5AOW clear.
All right, this is KD2FEM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 73KD2FEM is clear.
This is KD2JWC. I will be clearing this repeater also by Echolink. Thank you, everyone. 73s, and hope to catch you again soon, maybe tomorrow night. KD2JWC is clear.
Okay, nothing else heard, nothing heard. KB2KOJ is correct.